我哋今日嘅经文系从马太福音嘅七章一至十一节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 to 11.
我哋会用广东话一齐读，再用英文一齐读。
We will read this in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
马太福音七章第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡求求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们。你们中间有谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给求他的人么？
Let us read this together in English. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about the speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eyes? Hypocrites, first get rid of the log in your own eyes, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eyes. Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will trample the pearls and turn and attack you. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him?
愿听嘅同埋读嘅圣经嘅话嘅得神嘅祝福。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
今日程牧师嘅题目系有益嘅关系。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Helpful Relationships.
Children may be dismissed for children worship.
Matthew 7 is the last chapter in the famous historical Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音第七章是这个很出名的登山宝训的最后一章。
In fact, I would say, and I agree with the experts, that it's probably the most famous sermon in history.
我可以说其实是这个历史里面最出名的一篇的道。
And there's a lot of intriguing things that appear here.
在里面有很多奇妙的话语。
Caleb, if you don't mind, if you could hit slide two, I guess that's slide one, that's slide two there. Verses one to six. talk about relationships, the kind of relationships Jesus wants us to have in a Christian community, in fact, all communities.
第一節到第六節其實就講到話耶穌希望我哋喺任何嘅社群或者係基督徒嘅社群裏邊都應該有嘅一啲嘅關係。
And that second section, verses 7 to 11, which again is interrelated to the first verses 1 to 6, is about prayer.
而第七節到第十一節其實同頭先所講嘅一至六節有關係嘅就係話呢幾節經文係講到祈禱。
And so the verses on prayer, verses 7 to 11, link to our relationships that God wants us to have and to cultivate.
就是说7至11节的祈祷是联系到1至6节讲那种我们想有的关系。
The important thing to realize is this. If you want to have relationships like verses 1 to 6, you need to pray like verses 7 to 11.
你需要知道的就是说你想有第一至到第六节讲过的关系，你就需要好像第七至到十一节这样祈祷。
And so we'll be spending a couple of weeks on these verses and then segue to the last part of the sermon, verses 13 to 27 on January 21. So let's begin with verse 1. Do not judge. What does that mean?
第一節講到的就話唔好論斷人，係咩意思呢？
Again, maybe to try to perk you up on a very cold Sunday. Anyone want to, let's make this interactive here. Anybody want to answer that question? What does it mean? Do not judge, because Jesus seems to be judging all the time.
咁我想你都參與下，就係話你可唔可以回答話耶穌講唔好論斷人係咩意思咧？好似耶穌一路以嚟都去好似係去判斷、去論斷緊其他人喎。Anyone
wanna stand up and shout out the answer?
有冇人可以講出呢個答案咧？What
does it mean? Do not judge.
唔好論斷係咩意思咧？
Well, if you ever ask a question like that about a word, scholars call that semantics or analyzing the lexical range of words.
咁如果講到一個字嘅意思嘅時候，咁呢啲語言學家佢話講到佢嘅嗰個語言嘅意義，或者一個語言嘅範疇、個範圍、個解釋嘅範圍。
When you don't understand a word, you look up a word in a dictionary.
咁如果你唔明白一個字嘅時候，你當然會去睇字典。
And when you open up that dictionary, wow, there are a lot of definitions for that one word.
咁如果打開你嘅字典嘅時候，你睇到嗰個字其實有好多嘅意思。
And which one is the right one?
咁邊一個先係啱嘅咧？
It's because every word has a range of meanings.
因為每一個字都有佢個意思嘅一個範圍範疇。
And those varying meanings are somewhat different depending on how you use the word, right?
咁而嗰個字嘅意思咧，就係在乎於話你點樣用嗰個字。
So the word can be used a little bit differently in certain ways.
咁所以呢個字呢，喺唔同嘅地方有唔同嘅用法。
Slide 4. So what does the word judge mean?
咁呢個字，我哋中文翻譯做論斷呢個字係咩意思呢？
Again, remember, there's a wide lexical range. So at the one end of the lexical range, you can simply say judge means to what? Evaluate.
咁記得呢個字有好大嘅詞彙嘅範疇範圍，咁其中一個意思就係話要去評估。
If you drive a car, you evaluate all the time when you're driving. You must evaluate.
當你揸車嘅時候，你一定要不斷去評估。
Can I change lanes safely? Looking in that rearview mirror, if I'm going to my right, I gotta check quickly that blind spot. I have to evaluate.
譬如我去向右去轉線嘅時候，我喺度睇下對後鏡究竟後面有冇車，我一定要去評估當時嘅狀況。
Do I have enough time to change lanes right before that car comes?
我轉線嘅時候，我有冇時間咧？可唔可以喺個車上嚟之前我就轉咗咧？
That's a judgment call.
你去判斷。
If you're a driver of an automobile,
如果你係一個司機嘅時候，
you do that all the time.
你經常都要咁樣做。
You see, to evaluate means this is good. This is bad.
要評估就係話呢個決定係好，呢個決定係唔好。
This is right. This is wrong.
呢個係啱，呢個係錯。
This is better. That way is worse.
这个是好一点，这个就没那么好。
It just means to evaluate.
这个意思就是要评估。
Now is that what Jesus is forbidding? Is he forbidding to evaluate?
那耶稣的意思是不是就是禁止我们去做评估呢？
Is Jesus saying here,Don't ever say to anybody, you're wrong. Don't criticize everybody, anyone.
咁耶稣系咪话从来都唔好去指出人哋嘅错误，从来都唔好去批评人咧？
Is that what Jesus means by the word judge?
呢个系咪耶稣话唔好论断人嘅意思咧？
Is he saying don't say anything about their beliefs or behavior?
系咪话唔好讲人哋嘅信仰或者佢哋嘅行为系有唔好咧？
You know today.What a lot of people in our modern culture think is this. So often we're told, don't judge. Right? Don't tell people their beliefs are wrong. Don't do that.
在今天的社会，我们很多人都会说，我们千万不要说人家他们所相信的东西是不好，我们不可以这样做的。
You know that. You live in New York City.
你住在纽约，你很清楚。
The world bombards you with that. They say, don't do that.
佢呢個世界都不斷同我哋講話，你哋唔好去批評人啦。
And they say that's judging。
呢個佢話係論斷人。
Is that what Jesus means here？
呢個係咪耶穌喺呢度所講嘅意思咧
？Does Jesus mean by the word judge don't evaluate, don't ever criticize？ No， he can't mean that， right？
耶穌話唔好論斷人，係咪話唔好去評估人，唔好批評人咧？冇可能，耶穌唔係咁嘅意思。
Just in the context of these 11 verses, you know that. Just look at verse 6.
去睇下第六節之後，你就明白。
He can't be saying that.
佢冇可能係咁樣講。
By the way, if you say you should never negatively evaluate behavior, you should never tell people that they're wrong at that very moment. You know what you're doing? You're judging. You're judging.
你知唔知道你當你叫人去唔好批評人、唔好評估人嘅時候，你做緊啲乜嘢？你就喺度評估緊呢個人。
You're doing the very thing you said you're not supposed to do。
你叫人唔好做嗰樣嘢，其實你自己已經做緊。
That's a contradiction of your claim。
呢個係同你所講嘅係相違背嘅。
That's what the world does. It's full of contradictions. What they're telling you。
呢個世界所俾我哋睇到嘅就係話佢哋都去互相違背。
You see, as we have read the text, verses 1 to 11.And as we saw verse 6, Jesus is making a negative evaluation right there about somebody.
在第六節我們看到耶穌去向著有些人去做一個負面的評價。
Now we'll look at verse 6 a little later in this message here. But when Jesus calls some people dogs, pigs, that's not very positive, right?
我們稍後會再詳細看第六節，但我們看到耶穌稱呼某些人是狗或豬的時候，這個好像不是很正面。
So when Jesus says don't judge, he can't mean don't ever criticize.
所以当耶稣说不要论断人的时候，他不可能是说不要去批评人。
He can't mean don't ever tell people they're wrong or they're living wrongly.
他不是说不要说人听人家的错误或者人家的生活是不对。
Jesus isn't forbidding us to telling people that they're believing wrong or they're behaving wrongly.
耶稣并没有禁止我们去讲给人听，指出人家所相信的或者是他们过的生活是不对。
Now that's at one end of the lexical range for that
word
judge.
这个词汇，这个论断，这个词汇的范围的其中一面。
For you people who are experts at lexical understanding, what's the other side of the range?
那在这个范围的另一边又讲什么呢？
To that word judge. Anyone?
What's the, 个意思又
是, on one hand is evaluate. What's on the other end of the range? Let's go range.
这个论断一方面可以说是说评估评价，那另一方面可以怎样解释呢？
Anyone? Well, what else can the word judge mean? In the Old Testament, it says God will return to judge.The earth.
咁呢个论断咧，另一个翻译可以讲到话喺圣经里边所讲嘅神翻嚟要去审判人。
He's coming.
佢要翻嚟。
To punish wrong, punish evil, right?
佢翻嚟要去惩罚呢个邪恶。
He will return, says the Bible.
圣经话佢会翻嚟。
What does that mean? When he comes back to judge the earth, he'll come to punish. He'll come to exclude. He'll come to condemn.
佢翻嚟要去懲罰，要去宣判人嘅罪。
And what he's doing is he's actually destroying evil.
佢做緊嘅就係話嚟到去要去消滅邪惡。
See, the problem is we're part of the problem. We're part of the evil doing. All of us, in some way, contribute to it.
個問題就係話我哋我哋亦都喺呢個邪惡嘅裏邊去參與緊，我哋亦都係呢個問題嘅一部分。
We're among the wrongdoers.
我哋係嗰啲犯錯嘅人當中。
That's why there is a gospel age where Jesus has not come back yet to judge.
所以有呢個福音嘅年代，就耶穌尚未翻嚟去審判人。
And by faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, what He has done, if you trust in what He has done, you receive, you are rescued, you're restored, you're redeemed.
所以当你去相信耶稣基督佢嘅做嘅嘢喺十字架上面为你做嘅嘢嘅时候，我哋就被神去拯救，去修复过嚟。
And the reason that so is because Jesus takes our punishment in our place. He's our substitute on the cross.
因为佢代替咗我哋喺十字架上边去付上呢个代价。
He's coming to judge, to destroy evil.
佢再翻嚟要去審判，要去摧毀，去毀滅邪惡。
You see, now as we go back to the text, you realize you can judge in a sense of evaluating, of criticizing.
所以當我哋翻去頭先嘅經文嘅時候，我哋去論斷人嘅時候，我哋話係可以去批評，去指出人嘅錯。
You can't judge though in a sense of condemning.
但是你不可以去论断人，是说去当论断人的时候是宣判人。
The difference is attitude. You can criticize, but you can't condemn.
个问题就是说那个态度的不同。你可以批评，但是你不可以去宣判他的罪。
Again, anytime you come to a conclusion of one part of the Bible, you have to look at the context of the entire Bible.
所以当你要明白一段嘅圣经嘅意思嘅时候，你睇下成本嘅圣经嘅意思。
And in Romans 14:10, Paul, the Apostle Paul says, "Why do you judge your brother?" Then immediately says, "Why do you look down on him?"
咁喺罗马书十四章，保罗话：点解你要去论断你嘅弟兄咧？跟住佢继续佢即刻讲就系话：你点解要轻看佢
？See, when you criticize someone.You need to ask yourself, are you trying to get the relationship back or destroy the relationship?
当你去批评人的时候，你要问下自己，你究竟是不是想去跟这个人有一个发展一个好的关系，修复这个关系，还是你要去摧毁这个关系呢？
Are you trying to say to that person, I want you to see this or that so that our relationship can move forward and blossom?
你係咪同人講話？你想指出人嘅錯誤，你可唔可以睇到呢樣嘢，以致你哋嘅關係可以發展得更加好咧
？I really want you to understand this for the sake of the relationship。
佢係咪同佢講話？我想希望你明白呢樣嘢，以致我哋嘅關係更加好啲
？In other words, are you coming humbly, seeking to strengthen, to maintain the relationship?
換句話講，你係咪好謙卑嘅希望嚟到要去修復呢個關係，去要去維係呢個關係，發展呢個關係
？Or are you criticizing to punish？
還是係你要批評，只不過你想去懲罰嗰個人
？Are you critical to cause pain？
你去批評人嘅時候，你係咪要只係想呢個人覺得好難受、受苦咧
？Are you criticizing just to make the person feel bad？
你咪只係想佢覺得佢自己好差咧？
Or are you criticizing someone to just get rid of them?
還是你去批評人的時候，你只是想這個人去走開，離開你自己。
See, that's the range. That's the lexical range of just one word, judge.
所以就是一個字，一個論斷的意思的時候，有很多不同的解法。
Jesus doesn't mean you shouldn't criticize. He does that all the time to us.
耶穌的意思並不是說你不應該去評論人，他經常都是這樣做。
But what he does mean,In Matthew 7, is you shouldn't judge in the sense of being haughty, condescending, a desire to just get rid of that person.
好似马太福音第七章的时候，耶稣话唔好去论断人，你唔好去好骄傲咁样去论断人，只不过希望呢个人咧离开，从你嘅面前去走开。
Your motive should not be just to hurt them.
你的动机不应该只是希望去伤害那个人。
To write them off, get them out of your life.
去将他们去撇开。
Jesus says you must never treat people like that.
耶稣说你不应该去对这样去对待人。
You see, we have a balance here. The balance is not being a coward, like you don't tell the truth to anyone.
所以我们有一个平衡在当中，一方面就是说你不应该很怯懦地你不去讲出其他人的错误。
If you're familiar with the Bible, it says to speak the truth in love.
圣经说我们要用爱心去讲诚实的说话。
You see, there must be a humility, there must be a respect, there must be a desire to what? Maintain, to strengthen the relationship.
一定要有谦卑有尊重在当中，以致你可以去希望维系到这个关系。
Not to destroy it.
不是去摧毁它。
You say, okay, that's nice to know. You know, Matthew 7 is there in the Bible. That's kind of a principle, almost an abstraction.
你说好啊，马太福音第七章在这里讲出来，好像很抽象一样，但是。
You and I need to ask how then? How does that work out in our relationships? How does that look? How does it work out?What are you doing?
咁你就要问下自己，究竟我哋可以点样喺我哋同人嘅关系里边去实行到呢样嘢
？And Jesus doesn't leave us in the dark here. He points out a metaphor, a famous metaphor for us, right in the text.
咁耶稣咧冇讲咁样讲完就算，佢系只用咗一个比喻喺当中。
It's in verses 3 to 5.
系三至到五节。
Okay, we don't mind going back to verses 3 to 5.I'll read it in the ESV, in the English Standard Version. You have the New Living Translation up there, but similar. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye, you hypocrite? First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
第三节句话，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺？却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你眼弟兄眼中的刺。
First, what's the metaphor getting at?
咁呢个比喻系讲紧乜嘢咧
？When you have some splinter, something in your eye, what happens?
咁当你有条刺喺眼里边拮住你嘅时候，有咩发生咧
？Right, the metaphor obviously it destroys your ability to see out of that eye.
咁當然你喺你嗰隻眼係睇唔到嘢啦。
I'm a contact lens wearer, so you blink a lot, right? Your eyes are watering. You got to get that eyelash out of the eye.
咁當你戴隱形眼鏡嘅時候，你就知道啦嚇。咁你成隻眼成日都行好多眼水嚇，如果有條眼毛插住嘅時候，更加唔舒服。
Fellow contact lens wearers, right? Your eyes are watering.
嚇，你戴隱形眼鏡，你知道眼裏邊好多眼水。
You can't see right.
你睇唔清楚。
That's the metaphor. Speaking spiritually, Jesus is pounding here.
耶稣所讲嘅就系用呢个比喻去讲一个属灵嘅事情。
Okay, slide 7, please. When you have a sin in your soul, a besetting fault, when you have something lodged in your soul, it destroys your ability to see clearly. To see clearly.
当你的灵魂里面有一个罪去困扰住你的时候，阻碍了你去看得清楚。
I give you an example, and maybe I'll talk to those of you who are younger here.
咁我用一个例子吓，特别系啲年轻嘅听众。
Talking to the guys, let's say some girl hurts you.
咁诶，对于男士，譬如有啲女仔去伤害咗你啦。
And now you're kind of bitter. You're bitter at women in general.
你就對於所有嘅女性都覺得好苦毒。
You have a distorted view of reality then.
你對於一個現狀現況係有一個扭曲嘅睇法。
Your relationships with girls and women have been distorted.
你對於同其他女性嘅關係已經有一個扭曲嘅
Somebody needs to put you right and tell you about it, and it won't be easy.
你要与其他人去指出嗰个错误，去帮助到你，呢个系唔容易。
Give you another example. Maybe you have an over desire to be successful.
另一个例子就系话你好想系变成一个成功嘅人。
And you can't see that drivenness, what it's doing to your family, that overwork.
但你睇唔到你咁样过劳嘅工作、过分嘅工作对你嘅家庭产生咗咩嘅影响？
Again, you can plug in all sorts of examples here. There are so many besetting flaws that we have, inordinate desires.
還有很多的其他不同的例子，這些都是關係到說，在我們的人的裡面，我們那個罪，我們那個渴求。
We have fears, we have anxieties, we have bitterness, we have grudges from the past.
我們有恐懼，我們有憂慮，我們有苦毒，我們有對過往的怨恨。
You know that you're a human being. They lodge in your soul.
我哋都好清楚呢啲嘢系困扰喺我哋嘅灵魂嘅里边。
Just like that eyelash or that splinter that gets into your eye.
就好似嗰条刺系插喺你嘅眼里边。
And then it distorts your view.
去扭曲咗你对事物嘅睇法。
What do you need when that happens?
咁喺咁样发生嘅时候，你要做啲乜嘢咧
？Do you know what you need?You need somebody to help you.
你需要嘅就系话有另一个人去帮你。
Jesus says in Matthew 7, if you have something in your eye, you need someone to help you get it out.
耶稣话，当你有一条刺喺你嘅眼嘅里边嘅时候，你要另一个人去帮助你去拔出呢条刺。
I know what you're thinking, because I thought this too. You know, you're scratching your head. 21st century, I got a mirror. I got a mirror, right? What are you talking about? I got a mirror.
我知道你諗緊乜嘢，我話牧師你講咩，我睇塊鏡我咪搞掂咯。
Hey, hermeneutics, interpretation, first century, they got a mirror? Only the rich had mirrors. What are you talking about?
但係你諗下，
day, right?
耶穌嘅年代第一世紀，邊個會屋企會有鏡咧？除咗嗰啲好有錢嘅人。
Remember, first century, you know, Palestine, you know, only the wealthy had mirrors. Yeah, you could see your reflection in a glazed surface, right? But Can you actually see your eye on that glazed surface?
第一世紀嘅巴勒斯坦地只有啲好有錢嘅人先有鏡，咪佢咧話佢喺盆水裏邊睇下反應咁咪啲咯。但係嗰個反應都睇唔到嗰條刺喺你嘅眼裏。
Of course, you could wait till it rains and look in a puddle, right? But is that clear enough to get the speck out?
或者喺個水凼裏邊嚇，去睇下，但係你係咪可以幫助到你掹咗呢條刺出嚟咧
？Again, context. Jesus, right? You need somebody's help.
耶稣啱嘅，佢话你要另一个人去帮助你。
Are you beginning to realize what he's talking about here?
你冇开始去睇到耶稣想讲啲乜嘢咧
？We do need people, loving people, to come and tell us the truth. They got to tell us the truth.
我哋需要其他人，其他爱我哋嘅人去帮助我哋讲，将呢个真理讲俾我哋听。
You know that's painful, right? They need to show us.That we're not seeing things right or straight.
但呢个系痛苦嘅，但我哋需要其他人帮助我哋睇正确嘅去睇我哋嘅周围嘅事物。
That's what Jesus is getting at. Other people need to show you the things that are lodged deep in your soul.
耶稣话你需要其他人去约帮助你睇到。有啲咩罪喺你嘅灵魂嘅深处去牢牢嘅捉住你
？That takes evaluation。
呢个系需要人哋去评估你。
We need people to come and talk to us about those troubling things that we wrestle with。
我哋需要人去同我哋睇清楚呢啲我哋心里边嘅挣扎。
But very importantly, and this is in the text, we need people to tell us our flaws the way a person gets a speck out of our eyes.
我哋需要人去帮助我哋去抹出我哋眼中嘅刺
，right? Gently，
系好温柔嘅
；slowly，
系慢慢嘅
；carefully， right？
系好小心嘅。
That's what you do carefully to tell others their faults。
所以你系好需要好小心嘅去指出人哋嘅错处。
A tissue，a Q-tip， not a screwdriver， right？
兩張紙巾，一張棉花棒，唔係攞個螺絲批。
We have to have people around us who will tell us lovingly what's wrong with us, what's wrong.
我哋需要人喺我哋周圍去講出我哋有咩錯誤嘅地方。
We have to give them license to do that.
但我哋都要容許佢哋去咁樣做。
Yet that must be done winsomely, carefully, gently.
係需要有愛心嘅，有小心嘅，有温柔嘅咁樣做。
He's not done with the metaphor. Did you notice that? He's not done with it.
但耶稣并唔系喺呢度就停咗。
Because he knows us. He knows we mess up. So he tells us how not to do it. How not to do it.
但耶稣继续去指出话我哋千祈唔好去点样做错咧。
And what he says is, why? Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
耶稣指出就系话，点解你睇到人嘅眼中有刺，睇唔到自己眼中有个梁木喺度
？What's he talking about?
耶稣讲乜嘢
？First of all, he's talking about people who are far more aware of other people's flaws than they're aware of their own flaws.
首先咧就系话佢讲紧一啲人系特别容易睇到人哋嘅错误，而睇唔到自己嘅错误。
You people who are super sensitive to what's wrong with other people.
我哋有啲人系特别对于人哋嘅错误有特别敏感。
They're very astute. They see the little speck in other people's eyes well.
佢哋好容易就睇到人哋嘅眼中有一条刺喺度。
But the problem is their own vision is impaired.
但个问题就系佢哋自己嘅视力都有问题。
And the fact and matter is they even have bigger sins in their lives.
更可能嘅就系话喺你嘅生命里边有更加大嘅罪。
You see, if you have a speck in your eye, it should look like what? A plank to you.
如果你眼里边有条刺嘅时候，对你嚟讲，可能应该系好似好大条木咁样。
Because it's right up there, right close to your eyeball.
因为好近你嘅眼睛。
Isn't that right?
系咪咁样
？Slide 9, please. In other words, Jesus is saying, unless your sins loom large to you.Unless you see your sins as greater than other people's sins, you're not going to help them. You're not going to be able to help them.
所以耶稣话，除非你睇到自己嘅罪大过其他人嘅罪嘅时候，否则你唔能够帮到其他人。
In fact, this is very evidential, right?
事实上，呢个好容易俾我哋睇得清楚。
Let me ask you, don't you know your own heart 1,000 times better than anyone else's?
有我问下你，就系话唔通你对你自己嘅心灵嘅状况，比其他人嘅对你嘅认识更加清楚咩
？You and I, human beings, know far more about what's going on inside us than anyone else.
我哋对于自己嘅心灵，我哋比其他人系更加清楚。
I know 1,000 times more about my own heart than anybody's.
我对于我嘅心，我比其他人嚟讲，我自己系清楚得多千倍。
So if that is true, and you know it's true as a human being, why is it then I don't think of my own pettiness, my own self-pity, my own self-centeredness, my own sins, my own anger more than someone else's?
咁既然係咁樣嘅時候，點解我哋睇唔到自己嘅自我中心、自我自己嘅罪係大過其他人咁多咧
？Why don't I see my own flaws 1,000 times bigger than anybody else's? How come?
点解我哋睇唔到自己嘅错误比其他人大过其他人嘅错误千倍咁多咧
？There's something really wrong with our hearts. That's what the Bible says.
因为正如圣经所讲，我哋嘅心系有问题。
Your heart is disordered.
你嘅心系有错乱。
Think about that.
你去想想
The Bible clearly says your heart is disordered.
圣经讲得很清楚，就是说你的心是出现了问题。
How can it be that if we know ourselves better, we still very often view other people's sin larger? How can that be?
为什么我们对于我们心灵很清楚的时候，我们反而看到其他人的罪是更加大呢？
Jesus is saying, if you want to help others with the speck,And we need help, by the way. It's clearly that we need help. You have to see your own sins as greater than the others.
耶稣就系话，你想去帮助到其他人，去掹到佢哋嘅刺嘅时候，你要更加睇到自己嘅罪系大过佢哋好多。
You have to be humbled by that knowledge.
你一定要去咁样清楚明白，以致你会谦卑落嚟。
What is in your eye should look huge to you.
对于在你的眼里面的刺，对你来说应该已经很大。
And once you realize that you're more proud, more self-centered, more petty, more anxious than any other people around you, then, only then, you're going to be able to help someone get the speck out of their eye in love.
当你看到自己是比其他人更加自我中心、更加自怨自艾、更加 是更多多罪的时候，你才可以帮助到其他人掹出他们眼中的刺。
And so my question to you this morning is this: do you have a community where that can be done?
我要问你的问题就是说，你有没有一个群体可以帮助你这样做呢？
Are you living your life out in that way?
你的生命是不是这样活出来呢？
Do you have friends who operate like that in your life today?
你的朋友当中有没有人是这样去帮助到你呢？
Are you involved in a small group of Christians where that is done?
你是不是在一群的基督徒的当中，一个小组里面去参与帮助你这样做呢？
You don't speak harshly to one another, but you speak truthfully.
你不是要去讲一些很刻薄的说话，但是你要去讲一些真理。
I know that we're bicultural here. I know we're different. I understand that. What culture are you from?
我们有不同的文化，我们知道我们很不同，我们明白你的文化在哪里，你来自哪一个文化。
Are you more influenced by traditional culture?
你是不是被一个传统的文化影响了你呢？
Obviously, a traditional culture is a shame and honor culture.
一个传统的文化就是讲到一个羞辱和荣誉。
If you are from that type of culture, you know very well how important it is to keep face.
你知道，如果你嚟自嗰个文化嘅时候，你知道对于你保存你嘅面子几咁重要。
Those are not good places for telling the truth.
喺当中系好难去讲到真理。
You know that.
你明白嘅。
Most of you are heavily influenced by that traditional culture.
你当中好多人都系被呢种嘅文化去影响。
In that culture, people are afraid to tell the truth.
喺嗰个文化当中，好多人。好难去讲真心说话。
People don't tell the truth.
啲人都唔会讲真说话。
And when they do, it's traumatic.
但系当佢咁样嘅时候，就好大嘅伤害。
Or maybe you're really a child of modern Western culture, like New York City culture.
又或者你嚟自一个西方文化嘅背景，好似纽约咁样。
And if you noticed in a workplace or out there in Manhattan, you know.You're never allowed to criticize anybody to their face because that's considered hateful.
你知道喺紐約嘅裏邊，喺你工作嘅裏邊，你唔能夠喺人哋嘅面前去批評人，因為咁樣人哋話你係又帶住憎恨。
I'm sure you know what I'm getting at. Everybody's culture takes you away from what Jesus wants you to do.
你要明，你想，我想你明白嘅就係話，無論你係咩嘅文化嘅背景，佢哋都唔能夠去達到耶穌所講嘅嘢。
Because it doesn't matter.Non-traditional, traditional culture doesn't matter. No culture serves you well.
因为没有一个文化可以帮助到你。
One culture says love, love, no truth.
一个文化就是说我们只是挂着要爱爱得了，不需要讲真说话。
Another culture says truth, truth, no love.
另一个就是说你一路讲真说话，但是没有爱。
No one culture actually serves you well here.
没有一个文化真的可以帮助你。
That's just culture. Look at your temperament.
去想下你的性情。
Some of us, chickens like myself, don't like to rock the boat. We don't like to rock the boat.
好像我们有些人这样，我们不喜欢去讲出一些错误的地方，以致去影响到其他人。
We're people pleasers. We don't like to get people upset.
我们不想人家得罪人家，不想人家不开心。
Others of you are really quite good at getting people upset.
但其他人咧就好容易去激嬲人，令到人唔开心。
Person that likes to push back. You like to push back.
你嗰种人咧，好中意去同人对质。
You like to speak out.
你可想即系就咁就讲出嚟。
You like to tell others what's going on.
你想人哋睇到究竟咩事发生紧。
I guess the nice way to put it is you're a straight talker.
换句话讲，你系即系心直口直。
And a nice way to put chickens like me, you're a peacemaker.
另一个极端就好似我咁样，我系一个喜爱和平嘅人。
That's a nice way of putting it。
呢个系一个即系好正面咁样去讲法。
The fact of the matter is straightforwardness is abrasive. It is abrasive。
但系事实系，如果你系心直口直嘅时候，好多时候带住伤害。
But avoidance and calling it peacemaking is cowardice.Cowardiceness.
相反的就是说你去逃避，你想尽量去有一个和平的环境的时候，反之你是因为你的懦弱。
And almost everybody has a temperament that tends to push you one way or the other.
我哋每一个人都有当中所描述嗰个性情，可能系两个极端。
That's why you got to hear Jesus' words, because we need help. We need help.
所以我哋需要听耶稣嘅说话，我哋需要佢嘅帮助。
We're not going to be able, because of the different cultures, the different temperaments, to have the relationships God wants us to have.
因为因住呢啲唔同嘅文化影响，我哋唔同嘅性情嘅影响，我哋唔能够得到耶稣基督所想我哋达至呢个嘅关系。
And that's why verses 7-11, which is about prayer, is connected with cultivating healthy relationships in verses 1-6.
所以第七节到第十一节讲到祈祷嘅时候，系联系到第一节到第六节，点样可以达到呢啲关系
？That's why you gotta pray.You got to pray like verses 7-11. Pray to the Lord, help me, help me, help me. Have healthier relationships.
所以你要好似第七节到第十一节所讲嘅，去祈祷求神去帮助你有呢个关系。
Let me add another dimension, which we know today because of technology that's practiced that prevents us from speaking the truth in love. You know that makes it very difficult.
让我去讲到另一个层面，就是因住现在的科技去阻碍多啲，阻碍我哋去讲真心诚实嘅说话。
And to mention, as you know very well, is social media.
好似呢个社交嘅网站。
Social media pulls you in one direction, and our relativistic individualistic culture pulls us in another direction.
好似呢个即系社交媒体去将我哋带到呢个关系嘅一边。而在这个现在的文化这个所谓的相对性的关系里面又将我们带到另一边。
What does Western individualistic culture say? You must never tell anybody they're wrong or it's hate.
现在西方的自由个人主义去指出就是说我们不可以讲人的错误，因为这样你就是带着憎恨。
And then they say out of the corner of their mouth, on the other hand,We live in an internet culture, social media.
但同樣嘅，佢哋都話我哋而家活喺一個網絡嘅年代
，where people are able to say the most devastating, scathing things to attack you.
佢哋能夠喺網上邊去講一啲最尖酸刻薄、最差嘅説話去攻擊你
，that they would never say in front of a person or even on the phone.
而呢啲说话咧，佢哋唔会喺人嘅面前去讲，或甚至乎唔会喺电话里边讲。
And as a result, you have a world, the whole world, this whole cyber world in which people are saying the most flagrant, scathing things, throwing darts at each other.
个结果就系话喺呢个世界里边，喺网络嘅世界里边，人都去互相去指骂，互相去讲一啲好难听嘅说话。
And a sharp tweet.Can damage the heart of the sender and the receiver.
呢个咁尖利嘅说话，佢能够去伤害人嘅心处，伤害人嘅灵魂。
Do you see the problem?
你睇唔睇到个问题
？Today's modern culture actually pushes us toward either clamming up or blowing up.
今日嘅文化去推到人，一系咧就系乜嘢都唔讲，一系咧就系去爆发出嚟。
We say things in spite, or We cowardly remain silent.
一系就系话我哋乜嘢都讲出嚟，另一方面就系话我哋乜嘢都唔讲。
And that's why we need help. If we're going to follow Jesus, if we're going to be people who get the planks out of our eyes.
所以如果我哋要跟随耶稣嘅时候，我哋要帮助人去拔出眼中嘅刺嘅时候，我哋需要帮助。
You must see your own sins for what they are.
你要睇到自己嘅罪。
They will destroy you.
佢哋可能够去破坏毁灭你。
Caleb slide 10. Instead of clamming up or being afraid to say anything to anybody, you need to say this. Here's what's stuck in your soul. Can I help you take it out?
如果你唔系，你可以唔去净系乜嘢都唔讲嘅时候，你可以同人去讲话，我能唔能够去帮助你？
And do it in a way that's loving, gracious, that people are able to hear it instead of turning the volume off.
你講嘅時候要帶住愛心去，讓嗰個人可以能夠聽到，而唔係話要令到佢去完全去塞埋耳仔，乜嘢都唔聽。
You need a new heart. You need a new heart from God to do that.
你要需要從神裏邊嚟嘅一個新嘅心先可以做到。
That's why, again, we don't have time today to look at verses 7 and 11. We'll do it next time. But that's why prayer is utterly, utterly important. It should be emphasized in the church. Utterly important.
所以第七節到第十一節所講的祈禱是幾咁重要。我哋下個禮拜會再講。但係呢個我哋需要喺教會裏邊去宣講。
Because we will never be the gospel community we should be unless you pray for a new heart from the Lord.
如果你唔向神祈祷一个新嘅心嘅时候，我哋唔能够系成为一个真系真正嘅基督徒嘅群体，福音嘅群体。
Let me wrap up with verse 6. Again, verse 6 is a like a little parable here. And Caleb, you don't mind if you shine it up there, verse 6. Again, it's a one verse long parable, huh?
你第六节其实系另一个比喻，只系一节嘅一个比喻。
Again, it's connected though to verses 1 to 5 and 7 to 11. Verse 6 says, Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. If you have an NIV or ESV, it says dogs too. And that's a proper translation too. The reason why New Living Translation doesn't have it is they didn't want to confuse you. They will trample the pearls, then turn and attack you.
咁第六節佢話唔好將食物俾狗，亦都唔好將你哋嘅珍珠丟喺豬前，恐怕佢踐踏咗珍珠，轉過嚟咬你哋。喺英文嘅翻譯咧，有啲係冇狗呢個字，但係中文呢兩個都有。
That parable goes together with Matthew 13, which is the two-verse parable of the pearl.
呢個比喻係其實聯繫到馬太福音十三章嗰兩節，第十三章嘅45-46呢兩節嘅經文嘅比喻。
Can I only have?About 5-10 more minutes, so I can only say a few things of verse 6. But pigs, you need to understand back then, pigs, dogs, they were domesticated. Pigs were domesticated back then.
在当时的社会，狗和猪都是被人去养的。
See, they were domesticated dogs too, but when it talks about throwing things to pigs and dogs, what do you throw to them? If you're an owner.
当人或者这个主人去丢一些东西给你狗或者猪的时候，他们通常丢什么给他们呢？
You're feeding them, right? That's your job. You're the owner of the domesticated animal, right? You throw them things that they should be able to eat.
當然你去養佢哋，你係嗰個主人嘅時候，你梗係掉啲食物俾佢哋，喂佢哋啦。
But the owner in the parable here is not doing his or her job.
但係呢個比喻嘅主人並冇做到佢應該要做嘅嘢。
They're throwing things that domesticated animal can't eat.
佢哋掉緊一啲嘢係呢啲豬同埋狗係食唔到嘅。
Because if that pig or dog eats the pearl, they're going to choke. They're going to die.
如果呢啲狗同埋豬食呢啲珍珠嘅時候，佢哋一定會啃親，然後跟住就會死啦。
So in verse 6 of the parable, what do the animals do?
第六節嗰只動物啊，狗同豬都好啦，啊，佢哋做啲乜嘢咧？
It says in verse 6 that if you throw to the animals things they expect to be able to eat, and they find it's not edible, they're going to turn on you and eat you, tear you to pieces.
因为如果你掉一啲佢哋唔能够食嘅嘢嘅时候，佢哋就会反而系嚟到会攻击你去咬你。
So what's Jesus saying here?
耶稣讲咩？
Verses 1-5, verse 6 and verses 7-11.
耶稣点样将第一节到第五节联系到第七节到第十一节咧
？Context in Matthew, what is the pearl?
你要睇翻上文下理，喺马太福音乜嘢？这个珍珠是指的什么呢？
But by the way, that's why it's important to know Koine Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic because the text uses the word sacred. In that parable, the word sacred is used.
所以需要去明白到这个希利文或者是当时的亚玛利文，就是说这个珍珠那个字，这个经文里面用到一个圣物这个字，用中文的翻译这样。
If you look at the entire book of Matthew,The pearl is the gospel, the good news. Jesus saves.
如果你睇成卷嘅馬太福音，呢個珍珠就係話呢個福音。
Again, the context of Matthew is about the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God.
就係講到呢個天國，呢個天國嘅福音。
And so we're told in the Matthew 13 version, of the pearl, man discovers the pearl of great price.
馬太福音十三章講到呢個珍珠係乜嘢咧？就係話呢個人去發現咗呢個珍珠，一個好有價值嘅珍珠。
And then what does he do? He goes and sells everything in order to purchase the pearl.
佢做乜嘢咧？佢就真係將佢變賣佢所有嘅嘢，以致佢能夠去買呢個珍珠翻嚟。
Again, put two and two together, right? What's the gospel? The gospel of the kingdom, gospel of the King Jesus, right?
呢個福音係乜嘢咧？就係話呢個福音係。这个天国神是耶稣基督。
Jesus coming to earth, going to the cross, saving us by his grace.
耶稣来到这个世界上这个十架藉着这个恩典去拯救我们。
The man realizes, wow, this is so valuable. I'm willing to sell everything for it.
这个人发现这个珍珠是多么有价值，他说，哇，我要将我所有的东西卖完，以致我得到这个珍珠。
Again, it's a parable. So what's the analogy of the parable?
那这个比喻所讲的是什么呢？
Again, remember, Jesus is an agricultural society. It's not an informational driven or industrial society. Agricultural.
记得耶稣当时的年代是一个农耕的年代，并不是像现在这样的一个网络，一个科技的年代。
Here's a hint. Contrast.Pig, us.
是一个对比，就是用这个猪和我们去对比。
How does the pig deal with the pearl, the gospel?
这个猪怎样去对待这个珍珠，这个福音呢？
Well, the piggy mentality would be what? How does this meet my immediate need?
那这个猪会怎样想呢？就是说这件事怎样可以满足到我的需要？
Hey owner, God, why you give me this? It doesn't satisfy my appetite now.
个猪话：你话主人啊，或者你个神啊，点解你俾呢样嘢我咧？呢个都满足唔到我嘅祷福嘅需要。
Right, person hears the gospel. Jesus saves. Jesus died. Jesus rose from the dead.
呢个人听到呢个福音，耶稣嚟到为我哋死，三日复活，三日后复活。
Receive as a gift what he has done by faith. Trust and obey and follow him.
我哋藉住信心去接受佢为我哋所做嘅嘢，然后我哋去顺服去跟随佢。
And the pig thinks to himself.I like to make money. If I serve God, will that enable me to make money?
这个猪就会想，我需要去赚钱。如果我去服侍神的时候，能不能够帮助到我去赚钱呢？
Because again, piggy mentality, I want to know what's in it for me.
个猪的想法就是说，我要看看这件事有啲乜嘢對我係有好處？
Because I'm a pig. I want to satisfy my appetite now.
因為我係豬，我想滿足我而家肚腹嘅需要。
My God is my belly.
我嘅肚腹就係我嘅上帝。
Contrast, man or woman who grasps the gospel is valuable.
相對於嗰個人去捉住呢個福音，認為係佢係好寶貴。
Totally opposite reaction.
完全相反嘅反應。
He doesn't say, what can I get out of it? Or she said, what can I get out of it?
他并没有说在当中我可以得到什么。
In the parable of Matthew 13, the man sells everything. He sells everything he has.
马太福音十三章的比喻说他将所有的东西他所有的全部变卖。
So what do we have here? Some people, when they hear Jesus saves, wow, it's beautiful. I want it.
所以在他的面前就是说有些人去看到耶稣的听到耶稣来拯救他们说、啊、我都想要。
How is it that God would send his son to die for me?
有没有可能神将他的儿子去差下来为我而死呢？
They realize this is great stuff. Electrifying. The grace of God is electrifying.
他们意识到神的恩典是多么大多么美好。
It's not, there's nothing more important than knowing God, having this relationship with God.
没什么比认识神去跟神有一个关系更加重要。
So they're amazed. It's unfathomable.
他们是不能够去理解，他们是很诧异。
Then there's the contrast, the other person. Well, yeah, I don't know about this. You know, I don't quite understand, you know, what's in it for me?
相对于另一些人就是说，我不明白在当中我究竟得到什么益处。
That's the parable.
这个就是那个比喻。
I gotta end, but let me end with this note. you got to come back next week to hear the second part.
記得下個禮拜翻嚟聽埋下半集。
You're cliffhanger, right? You got to come back. You got to come back. I got to do something, right? To come back, right? Lunch won't do it, you know? Won't do it. Got to come back.
呢個午餐已經都唔能夠再吸引大家啦。記得下個禮拜翻嚟。
Let me just end with this because I'm out of time. It's not the pig or dog's fault. It's not the pig or dog's fault. They're just being an animal.
不是那個豬和狗他們的錯誤，他們只不過是做他們動物做的事。
And they're not particularly vicious animals.
他們事實上是可以是兇殘的動物。
They're just responding as they would as animals, right? Pearl. So what?
他們只不過是藉著用著他們動物的本性去回應本能的反應，就是說這個珍珠對我無益。
Jesus is critical of the owner.
耶穌在批評緊那個主人。
Jesus is critical of the stupid owner.
耶穌批評緊那個愚蠢的主人。
The owner pushes things on the pigs, and the pigs can't see it as valuable.
這個主人去將一些好寶貴嘅嘢，俾呢夾硬去執俾呢個豬，但係呢個豬睇唔到係乜嘢。
I'm out of time. I can't explain that. You have to come back next week. But I will say this is worth your time because the health of your relationships matter, right? What God says will help you. It matters.
我哋剛才所講嘅，你未有時間去完全嘅去解釋出嚟，所以你需要再翻嚟。但係呢個關係講到人同人嘅關係，對於你嚟講係好重要。
And so you need to come and hear the second part. Let's pray.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Father, we thank you for your word, and we know a lot of it has a lot of sharpness to it.
天父，我哋多謝你嘅話語，我哋知道當中有好多好尖利嘅説話。
But we thank you, Lord, you give it to us in a loving and caring way.
但主，我哋感謝你係藉住一個愛嘅方法，一個渠道去俾我哋。
And so, Father, help us to be connected to a gospel community where we can be ourselves and share what's struggling, what sins are sticking to our souls.
所以主幫助我哋能夠喺呢個福音嘅群體裏邊。我哋能够好自由嘅去分享，究竟我哋心里边嘅挣扎，我哋嘅罪系乜嘢
？And may you fill Grace Church with caring, loving brothers and sisters who are willing to help.
所以主求你去帮助我哋音乐堂，能够系充满住有爱心嘅弟兄姊妹，能够去愿意去帮助。
So that all of us can be more like the Christ.
以致我哋能够更加像基督。
And therefore.You would be glorified more and more.
以致你能够更加被荣耀。
We pray that 2018 would be a year where this could be possible here.
我哋祈祷2018年能够喺呢度系咁样发生。
And we ask that humbly, confidently, in Jesus' name.
我哋用奉耶稣基督嘅名，谦卑嘅，带住信心嘅。
Amen.
阿门。